From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. China is reportedly the focus of who hacked the information of millions of U.S. government workers. Suspected hackers based in China are believed to have carried out a massive attack on U.S. government computers. China denies the accusations and is demanding that more evidence be revealed. Analysts say the incident is likely to further complicate efforts by both sides to discuss the increasingly significant and complex security challenge. U.S. officials say the suspected attack targeted the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. That's a government agency responsible for collecting background information on and issuing security clearances for millions of government employees. As many as 4 million current and former federal employees may have been affected, and that number could rise. Law enforcement officials say they believe China-based hackers, possibly with links to the Chinese government, were behind the attack. But China's foreign ministry spokesman Hong Lei called the accusations irresponsible and noted that such charges had been raised frequently in recent weeks and also repeated China's complaint that it, too, is a victim of cyber attacks. South Korea Friday confirmed the death of a fourth victim of the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS, outbreak that has infected dozens of people in that country. Health officials said a 76-year-old man died on Thursday. The director of South Korea's MERS management team, Kwon Jun-wook, updated reporters on the situation, saying, "So at this moment, the total number of confirmed cases is 41, with a total of 1,820 people in quarantine." Find out more at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Top U.S. defense officials and diplomats gathered in Stuttgart, Germany, Friday to discuss how to counter Russian military actions in Ukraine and address concerns among allies about Moscow's aggression following an upsurge of fighting between the Ukrainian military and Russia-backed rebels. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter will meet with generals and ambassadors based in Europe at the headquarters of U.S. European Command Friday. He is to review the effectiveness of current EU and U.S. economic sanctions and NATO's strategy in deterring further Russian actions in Ukraine. On Thursday, the Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko warned lawmakers to prepare to defend against a possible full-scale invasion by Russia after a surge in fighting in Russian-speaking eastern Ukraine. He called a colossal threat of large-scale fighting. He cited that. He said 9,000 Russian troops already are inside of eastern Ukraine. Fighting between rebels and government forces in the region escalated this week, killing at least 18 people and prompting the UN Security Council to hold an emergency meeting on Friday. Japan's leaders went to the Philippines this week. At issue, among other things, China's development of islands in the Spratly Islands.
In the Philippines, there is broad support for opposing China. But some, like New Alliance Party Secretary General Renato Reyes, say Manila should do so largely without relying on U.S. help.
The Filipino people will not allow incursions into our territorial waters, incursions into our exclusive economic zone. We will not allow the driving away of our fishermen, and we oppose the aggressive reclamation that is being done.
Getting outside support in the sea dispute was high on Philippine President Benigno Aquino's agenda during a state visit to Japan this week. After their meeting, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Mr. Aquino put out a joint statement expressing serious concern over the reclamation work. Simone Orendain for VOA News, Manila.
Two suicide bombers blew themselves up in the main market in Nigeria's northeastern city of Yola, killing 29 people and themselves. Officials are blaming the extremist Boko Haram group. Another 38 victims, some with serious injuries, are being treated in the hospitals of the city. The explosion was timed to go off as merchants were closing shop. Others were hurrying to make last-minute purchases, and commuters were catching tricycle taxis home. The United Nations Human Rights Chief is pressing Nigeria's new president to set up independent inquiries into alleged abuses by the country's armed forces in the fight against Boko Haram. Z.E. Rod said Friday people have fled towns. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.